We are about to tell you how Bitcoin is about to explode to $1 million faster than you think.
This is not a matter of if, this is a matter of when. And in today's episode, we've mapped out Bitcoin's path to $1 million. We've also identified one project that will also survive.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto, from beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by the Crucible Wallet.
Crucible Wallet is the wallet for everything BitTensor.
The Crucible Wallet is built by the founding engineers of BitTensor, so you know it's legit.
This is the only Tau native wallet with Ledger integration, and now includes a profit and loss tracking and clear transaction history to make tracking your portfolio easier than ever.
Make sure you use the smart allocator and let your rewards work for you.
If you want to check out the Crucible Wallet, there's a link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
This is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be telling you how Bitcoin is going to explode to $1 million faster than you think. This is a very interesting episode, and it could end up being the most important episode we have ever made. And not only are we going to detail the roadmap of how Bitcoin is going to get there, but we're also going to uncover what might be one of the only other projects to survive.
All right, look what's happening right now. We have AI literally taking everybody's job day by day by day. We're seeing some of the highest unemployment numbers over the past two decades. Mm-hmm. Every month there are layoffs. Why are we seeing these layoffs? AI. It's more efficient than anybody on the planet right now. Mm-hmm. Have you guys thought about where the world's going to head when 30, 50% of the world is laid off? What is going to happen? Well, in this episode, this is probably one of the more interesting ones. Mm-hmm. We're going to lay out exactly what this means for Bitcoin and this other project, which is probably going to be the only one that survives.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we are seeing a trend. And it is very important to note that we are in the very, very first inning of this trend. You are seeing large-scale corporations laying off hundreds of thousands of workers every quarter, and they're reporting this, just saying, look, we're firing all these people, we're replacing them with AI. And this is AI is getting smarter every month. So you're only going to see this trend extrapolate over the next year, over the next 5 years. We can't even imagine how fast this is going to roll. So where does this leave the world? This leaves the world in a situation where 20%, 30%, up to maybe 40 or 50% of people, we're talking about call center people, office workers, manufacturing, eventually transportation when robo-taxis and AI drivers come in. All these people are going to be leaving the workforce, and there are no more jobs for these people, unfortunately. So where does this leave the world? Well, when you can't just have 50% or 30% of your population not earning any money. The solution is, and Elon Musk, who is probably more tapped into the future of the world than anyone else, he's been talking about this as well. He says it's a matter of when, not if, governments will have to start printing universal basic income to support all the people that have lost their jobs. And again, I'm driving this point home. This is going to happen, and it's going to happen quicker than we think. So what does that mean for the global economy? Well, you have governments all around the world that are going to be printing trillions of dollars, not billions, trillions of dollars. They're going to need to start paying families a couple thousand dollars a month for food and for rent and for childcare costs. And they're going to be printing this money out of thin air. Now, if you've been watching the show for a while, you probably know what happens when governments print money. Risk assets go up. Things that actually hold value, like housing or gold or Bitcoin, tends to perform very well when governments print a lot of money. And this is almost a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, the entire US economy is built on a liquidity injection every couple of years or so, right? It's built on a credit expansion, steady inflation, asset appreciation. That's just how it is. But the US dollar is also the global reserve currency. So if the US dollar collapses, that's going to affect every country on the planet. The U.S. is already $39 trillion in debt. It's been like that for years. It's skyrocketing. It's an infinite trajectory. Mm-hmm. That is not going to change anytime soon. And again, with the rise of AI, you're going to have to start printing more and more money for UBI. So what is the easiest form? So not only do we get the injection of capital into the markets, but you talked about the layoffs. Mm-hmm. Where are these people going to go?
Yeah.
Right? So we're going to have mass migrations. We could have people like we saw in San Francisco when all the tech players went under and people started to work from home. Everybody fled the area. They started moving to Texas and all these other things, right? What happens when people start leaving countries? Mm-hmm. What do you bring with you? You're going to bring a fucking clump of gold with you and lug that around your backpack? No. Mm-hmm. Are you going to tap into your Venezuelan bank account? Or what do you do when the government shuts down your bank account?
Yeah.
So the only way to travel with your, you know, anything of value, your asset, is Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And that's to have it in this self-custodial wallet where you can go anywhere in the world. It's lightweight and you keep possession of it.
Yeah. And, you know, it sounds far-fetched now that you talk about it. But, like, again, let's go step by step here. So we can almost all agree a large chunk of the workforce is going to be laid off and universal basic income is going to happen. This is going to cause, in developed nations, a moderate amount of inflation. You know, USA, Canada, Western Europe, you're going to start to see more inflation than we're even used to since COVID. And it's already been pretty bad because, again, money printing leads to inflation. But where you're really going to see problems is in the developing world, right? Countries that are already unstable, who are already weak economies, a lot of global unrest, you know, countries, Venezuela is like the edge case. They're already in big trouble.
Yeah.
But, you know, countries like Brazil or Mexico or some Asian countries, like this is where you're going to see, or Eastern Europe, this is where you're going to see hyperinflation happen very quickly when a lot of their workforce is going to be replaced by AI. A lot of these developing countries rely on like warehousing, manufacturing jobs. Well, robots can do those. So then you have, say, like Brazil or whatever, Mexico. A lot of these people losing their jobs, hyperinflation happens. And all of these people in these countries, their money that they've saved up over decades is just going to zero because the Mexican peso or the Brazilian, whatever it is going to zero. What do they do? And if they're going to flee the country, how are they going to get access to the money if the banks are shutting down and saying, oh, you can only withdraw $1,000 a week? Like we've seen that in England or something like that, right? The only option they have is to take their money and get it into an asset which is actually easily purchasable. You can travel with it and it's holding its value. And one of the only options there is Bitcoin. You know, gold is another one. But as you said, you can't fly around or flee the jungle with a brick of gold. It's Bitcoin. And it seems far-fetched, but every year it's becoming easier for people to download an app and buy Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago, no one can figure it out. But now, and if this happens in 5, 10 years, it's very easy. You download an app, boom, transfer your money and buy Bitcoin. Yeah. You run. It's becoming easier. And I know this sounds like a crazy idea, but I honestly think this is likely.
I want to highlight something here from a book I read, and I think you read it as well. It's called Sapiens by Yuval Noah Harari. And basically he says humans cooperate at massive scale because they all believe in the same story. So if everyone believes it, it exists. Money, it's literally just a piece of paper, but it only became powerful when we all believed that that piece of paper meant something. We're now seeing that with Bitcoin. More and more people are tapping in. Before it just used for pizza. Now it's in the ETF. It's the highest traded ETF on the planet, mm-hmm. right? With a BlackRock. It's got, there's now 100 to 300 million. I mean, it's hard to get the exact number of wallet addresses because some of them could be multiple, one person holding 10 wallets mm-hmm. or something. But there's over 300 million people who now own some sort of Bitcoin. That idea, that story is now being strengthened over time as the narrative continues to spread and the governments have shown their hand.
Yep.
Because of the rise of social media, we can now see, look, we don't trust the governments anymore. We know what they're going to do. They're covering up Epstein files. You know what I mean? Like the lies around COVID. They've shown their way. We know that they're going to print. We know that AI is going to take over. At the end of the day, it comes down to Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. And I think as people start to lose faith in their own government, when you see this, like this could be times of chaos that we have not seen ever, or outside of like world wars or stuff like that, where the whole world will be thrown into this insane situation where you have just an unbelievable amount of unemployed people. They will lose faith in their own country's political system, their own country's banks, if the currency is rapidly being devalued. They're losing faith in everything that they've come to know. But what we have is a universally accepted form of digital currency, which has held its value over multiple decades almost now, and that's Bitcoin. And again, it seems crazy. People outside of the world of crypto say that Bitcoin could be the way out, and that's why we called this episode The Path for Bitcoin to 1 Million. Whereas instead of Bitcoin being, you know, a risk on asset, which it is right now, it can fulfill its, you know, quote unquote destiny as a store of value, a digital store of value in intense times of chaos. That could be the play here, right? And then you kind of spoke about it. It's like when people start to move around, people don't need to be in cities. If AI is taking all these white collar jobs, people don't need to be in the United States. Maybe they can go over here, but if they're living in Indonesia and, you know, they're working here, but the Indonesian currency is worth nothing. So again, you're traveling around with Bitcoin as a store of value, the nomadic nature of the world, which could be increasing with AI taking everyone's jobs in cities. That's another case for Bitcoin. But then there's that hidden thing that we kind of alluded to at the start of the episode. It's like, okay, we can definitely see the $1 million bull case for Bitcoin based on the AI apocalypse or whatever you want to say. But one thing that I think people aren't really paying attention to enough is what happens when corporations, all the companies in the world, replace 90% of their software engineers, their developers, with AI agents. You know, we're already seeing this very slowly happening, but you have all these, you know, the software engineer, the coder has been the most highly coveted and skilled job over the last two decades since like the rise of the internet. Software engineers, coders, right? AI agents are going to be able to code and engineer software more efficiently than people. These are people making $300,000, $500,000, $1 million a year. Yeah. Corporations don't need to pay that anymore. They got agents. Yeah. What happens when you have all these, the smartest people in the world, they're all these coders. How are they going to make money? Where are they going to go when this AI apocalypse comes? And that's the project. This is the only other project other than Bitcoin where we see an extreme bull case for.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for example, so if I get laid off from Microsoft because of AI, I can't just go knock on Google's door and be like, hey, hire me, because they're using AI. And if I'm going to be traveling around because, you know, the city I live in has been deteriorating because there's no jobs there anymore and I want to work remotely, where can I go? What can I do? Where can I use my skills? Mm-hmm. Well, you can tap into an open source model where you can access from the, you know, you can build a subnet on BitTensor, like straight up. Like, this is where, when we had Arash on, owner of Subnet 8 on BitTensor, he came on and said, like, you can build whatever you want on there. You know, we have weather forecasting, we have decentralized and AI predictions for sports betting, et cetera, right? These developers, at some point, you know, when you look at what Const is saying on Twitter, at some point there's only 120 subnets now, but there's going to be 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 over the next 20 years or so. Anybody will be able to tap into BitTensor, create their own economy, and start contributing in some sort of way and earning tau in rewards for their intelligence that they are providing to the network.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, we always like to frame BitTensor as, you know, it's the AI Bitcoin. What Bitcoin did for finance, decentralizing it, BitTensor is doing for AI, decentralizing it. But in reality, it's doing much more than that. It's really rewarding intelligence, right? BitTensor is an intelligence rewarding community where anyone can come and you're tapping into the BitTensor algorithm. But it's not that your subnet has to be an AI cloud infrastructure play. It can literally be anything. It doesn't even have to be AI centered. You can build anything in BitTensor. So that's our bull case here. And, you know, it's very simple. The Bitcoin one, I think we can all agree this could very well happen. With BitTensor, it's like, okay, where do the smartest minds in the world go who have been replaced by AI? Almost every single software, every app in the future is going to be built around or using AI. Like, for sure. If you're building something, it has to be AI.
You know which one's not? Is not specifically AI per se. That's Bitcast.
Right. Yeah,
so this is an example, because everybody thinks BitTensor, AI, all these things. There is a subnet, 93. It's Bitcast. And essentially what they do is they reward creators, content creators, with their alpha token for creating content. Mm-hmm. That is not AI.
Yeah.
But it's a use case, you know? So businesses and smart people from around the world can just start tapping this open source and just build whatever they want. And you're getting rewarded. You're getting like... some of these subnets are seeing like millions of dollars per day in emissions. Mm-hmm. You know, where else can you do that?
Yeah.
From day one, you get fired from Microsoft, you can tap into BitTensor the next day.
100%. You either start your own subnet, and right now, right at the time, there's only 128 subnets. But by the time the AI apocalypse rolls around, there could be over 1,000 subnets, right? And more subnets. So you can either start your own subnet, or you can go work for a subnet. There's teams, companies building subnets like Yuma Group. The smartest minds in crypto are already building on BitTensor, but what we're saying is when millions and millions of developers around the world are replaced by AI agents, we could see a mass influx into BitTensor, which will improve the quality of subnets, increase the amount of subnets, and will just maybe create a massive flow effect into BitTensor and Tau. That's why, look, if the AI apocalypse rolled around, I want BitTensor and I want Bitcoin. And other than that, I don't know what is going to survive.
That is our prediction. That's it. The path to $1 million is clear for Bitcoin and potentially BitTensor. Mm-hmm. If you guys like this sort of content, make sure to like, subscribe, comment, and tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.